Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5, and you're going to hear me. I just screwed up this promo, even though I've been doing it for a million years. Let's try that again. Let's get the music playing.
You can ride
All right, thank you. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you. And now, really, really good news for not only everybody in the Upper Ohio Valley, and not just everybody in the greater Pittsburgh tri-state area, and not just everybody in the Western Hemisphere, but really wonderful news for everybody on Earth that has Wi-Fi, because you can download the Rumble app or go on Rumble. It's free. It's like YouTube, only without the censorship, and you get to see the live stream of Dimitri live and dangerously local. Lucky you. Thursdays and Fridays, it's an encore presentation of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Thursday Eastern Time, Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. If you just tuned in, first you missed some incredible radio. I mean, let's face it, it's true. That's the bad news. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. And what I discussed, and I'm going to do a deep dive into it now because nobody else is touching this. I sent essentially an open letter to President Trump on my Rumble page. Rumble, which is like YouTube only without the censorship. We're doing a live stream right now. I read the... Hold on a second. We got people calling in all over the place who want to talk about God knows what. Hi, Big Willie 105.5, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Hello.
Hey, Johnny, can I get a song on Lonesome Loser by the Little River Band, please?
Hey, Johnny, can I get a song on Lonesome Loser by the Little River Band, please? Now, that was just plain hurtful. That's all that was. Yes, well, all right, so I'll do a deep dive here unless I get more annoying phone calls. 740-325-1490. That's 7403. Why am I giving out this number? Because I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. Oop, the crazies are going to just start, you know. Anyway, but if you're not one of the crazies, if you want to have a serious discussion about how Trump has betrayed MAGA Nation by defending the Epstein rapist, the Billionaire Boys Club. Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I'm going to go where apparently nobody else has gone before, at least not that I'm aware of. Certainly not on Fox News or really much over the internet. But I'll be doing this. In fact, this is what's going to happen next. The connection between Donald Trump and the Rothschild family. That could very easily and sadly explain everything why Donald Trump does not want you to know anything about the Epstein files, and certainly why he is not prosecuting, charging even one of the Billionaire Boys Club members of Epstein Rape Island. Again, I didn't even know the Rothschilds were a real thing, because a lot of these conspiracy, not a lot, but some of the conspiracy people who, in my mind, are anti-Semites, were going on and on about the Rothschild and international Jewish bankers and this, that, and the other. As God is my witness, I thought they were insane. I swear to God. And then with the Epstein files, that was really the first time they were on my radar screen. It's like, wait a minute, I know that name. And the Rothschild family. There are literally thousands of references and interactions with Jeffrey Epstein. And the sworn testimony of Bill Clinton just a few days ago, he was going on and on what great friends he was with at least one of the Rothschilds, probably some woman he was banging. Leslie Wexner, the billionaire bachelor who started The Limited and Victoria's Secret and Bed and Body Works or Bath and Body Works, whatever the hell it is, and so many others, who has recreated New Albany in Ohio. In his sworn testimony, he was going on and on about how good friends he was with the Rothschilds family. Could the lunatics, the anti-Semitic lunatics, have been right about something? I didn't want to entertain the possibility of even that, and yet I had to do some research. As you can probably guess, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local has its own research department. I can't tell you how many hundreds of people we've employed to come up with information. Can't tell you. But apparently there's a very serious connection between President Donald Trump and MAGA Nation. I'm not making any accusations. I don't know. But this you cannot ignore. Because if you care deeply about the Epstein files and about no one even being charged, and it's not just pedophilia, having sex with children, but it is so beyond that, the torture and the killing and the cannibalism, all referenced. God only knows how much of it is true, but until you do a deep dive and get everybody under oath, you don't know. The only thing that makes sense to me, why President Trump is doing everything possible to not bring charges against even one of the billionaire boys club members on Epstein Rape Island, or for that matter, Epstein's massive townhouse, St. James something or other, or the Zorro Ranch in New Mexico and God knows where else, Miami and all these other places. The only thing that seems to make sense, and I hope to God I'm wrong about this, is that he's beholden to the Rothschild family, more than we could even imagine. Here's some of the information that I got. Donald Trump, back in the late 80s, early 90s, was having very serious financial problems with his casino in Atlantic City, the Taj Mahal. Very serious financial problems. He needs a bailout or else it's all over. The whole Trump empire comes crashing down. Wilbur Ross, who was then a senior managing director at the investment bank N.M. Rothschild and Sons, bails him out. Trump had high interest junk bonds and he was unable to make the debt payments. Wilbur Ross, representing bondholders as an advisor for the Rothschilds, led the negotiations to restructure Trump's debt. They did not push for a complete foreclosure, which would have bankrupted Trump personally and then his business career. Wilbur Ross negotiated a deal. Wilbur Ross, who Donald Trump in his first administration named Secretary of Commerce, Senior Managing Director of N.M. Rothschild & Sons, Ross negotiated a deal. Trump gave up a 50% stake in the casino to the bondholders in exchange for lower interest rates and more time to pay off the remaining debt. That saved the Trump brand. When President Trump when Donald Trump was sworn in 2017. The election was 2016 in January 2017. Who does he name as his Secretary of Commerce? Wilbur Ross, Senior Managing Director, N.M. Rothschild & Sons. I want to stress a couple things here. I have no earthly idea if there's anything more to this relationship. I have no smoking gun evidence. But I do have to wonder, do we know everything about that deal? My guess is that we do not, precisely because Donald Trump, when he became president, makes Wilbur Ross Secretary of Commerce. Could there be a lot more to that deal to save the Taj Mahal and save Trump's financial empire than we know? Maybe it's a sense of misplaced loyalty by President Trump saying, I don't want to do anything that will embarrass, or worse, the Rothschild family because they were so good to me. That would be one explanation why not even one of the billionaire boys club Epstein Island rapists was charged. It might be just Donald Trump, out of the goodness of his heart, didn't want to cause any trouble for his benefactors, the people who saved his ass. That would be one explanation. And again, I have no smoking gun evidence regarding any of these theories. But the other explanation that would certainly make a lot more sense, although it's nothing more than a hunch, is that quite possibly Donald Trump sold his soul. Donald Trump agreed to damn near anything that the Rothschilds proposed, off the record, behind the scenes. And maybe that deal with the devil, included doing things that were unethical and quite possibly illegal. Again, I stress, I do not have any smoking gun evidence. But I cannot help but wonder, what other explanation could there possibly be? Is Donald Trump himself being blackmailed? Not with the girls and the children and all of that. You know, he wanted nothing to do with Epstein regarding that. That I believe. Or else, you know, he would have been thrown in jail, you know, many, many years ago when the Democrats were in charge, especially Obama. So I don't believe there's anything connected with Donald Trump and the billionaire boys club rapists on Epstein Island. But if Donald Trump, and again, I don't have smoking gun evidence, but I don't know what else it could be. Honestly, I don't. If Donald Trump made some sort of unethical or illegal deal, unspoken deal, nothing in writing, but just, you know, wink and a nod, because that's how the super rich do it sometimes. It is quite possible. And MAGA Nation, forgive me for even bringing this up as a possibility, but again, what other option can there possibly be? What other explanation can there possibly be? Is it possible that the Rothschilds or some other families or organizations connected to them, is it possible that Donald Trump is being blackmailed because of something that he did to save his financial empire, the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, when he had to get Wilbur Ross and the Rothschild Bank to bail him out? Is it possible that our president is being blackmailed? And his excuse is, we need to save Israel. I love Bibi Netanyahu, and We need to do all the dirty work for Israel, even though Israel's more than capable of doing her own dirty work to defend herself. And I have no problem with that. I have none whatsoever. Is it possible that the reason the media is not even bringing up this clear Rothschild connection to Trump and his, I mean, what would, think about this. What would Donald Trump be willing to do to save his good name and his financial empire? What would he be willing to do to win? My guess is, knowing Donald Trump from a distance, obviously, I could see him doing damn near anything to preserve the Trump name, the Trump brand, the Trump financial empire. I could see him agreeing to anything in the art of the deal. I have no evidence whatsoever that he agreed to anything unethical or illegal. But what other explanation can there possibly be about this? Your whole administration is stonewalling. It takes a congressman from Kentucky, Tom Massey, to shame you and to force you to release some of the documents regarding the Epstein files, and we're still seeing only a fraction of it, and the part that we're seeing is horrific. Where are all the videos? Where are all the audio files? Where are all the pictures? I welcome any other theories, any other suggestions about what else might be going on. But for President Trump to take such a strong stand against charging anyone connected with the Epstein rapes of children, it might be as simple as that.